This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, folks, it's a very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Los Angeles at the home of Michelle Rodriguez. I was invited to attend along with a very special guest here, Kaya, and he's all the way from Norway. And he has do I call it a healing institute? It's some kind of teaching institute. You're doing something extraordinary.
Yes, it's a healing institute as well. Mm-hmm. I have released a form of healing that basically connects consciousness with a body and life and promotes healing in a very different way.
Yeah.
Because it's not about making symptoms go away. It's about the consciousness and body to connect with the karma behind it,
mm-hmm.
and remove the resistance that you have in your system so that you can fully embrace the karmic process.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you try to heal a condition without having dissolved the karma, it will resurface in some way. So this is a form of therapy that starts with the karmic process and then works with how it is being expressed through the body. So it works like through all the stages of illness and healing.
Now let me pause for a moment, ask my producer Super Don, when we talk about karma and karmic, is that become a common vernacular enough for all of our audience to understand that idea that there may be a primary cause for an ailment? Is that too mysterious, Super Don?
Well, maybe we could break it down just a little bit so people understand, because I mean that obviously is kind of it's an important detail in what we're talking about here. What is karma? It's foundational, what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Like I'm sure many people have heard about karma and as part of like Eastern philosophy, but I find a lot of the explanations to be too complicated. My explanation of karma is simply the distance between what you believe and what is. And the journey, I'm talking about the whole spiritual journey, is simply about dissolving the distance between what you believe and what is. And as part of that journey, we encounter all sorts of manifestations that come as the result of that distance. And that distance is basically our own misunderstandings of life, how we approach life as an individual, mm-hmm. with what we think we know. And life will basically show us that you're not right. You need to adapt. You need to change something.
Mm-hmm.
And I see like health issues as a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that I love illnesses. I think they're beautiful because they are the perfect mirror image of specific blockages. And by experiencing illnesses and having to live through them,
mm-hmm.
most people, at least if they're slightly awake spiritually, they will go through a transformation, mm-hmm. and they will end up being a different person.
Sure.
That's the whole purpose.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
I mean, my life has been about, as a young person, having many ailments and illnesses suppressed primarily by allopathic modern medicine. Now, on this show, we're
more about not, even though we'll acknowledge the faults of a system, you know, you can say these are the limitations. I don't want to stop people if that's what they feel is right for them. Yet I perceive in many ways they end up following or falling into a same pattern if they shut down whatever is manifesting and they don't address, like you're saying, maybe it's going back to the source. What is it that really caused it? I mean, we're probably, in your context, from what I gather, Nikaya, going into not just, okay, we have physical toxins that we're not removing. We need to help the liver, which is real. It's true. We have this body.
Right.
But there's probably something that goes far further back
than
that.
Exactly. But I think it's important to understand that we are not just individuals. We're also collective beings. And very often, you know, the toxins, the chemicals, everything that's going on in society is part of the collective karma. It's this life form we call human developing. And I think we simply have to accept that humans are not very smart yet, you know, because we poison ourselves, we poison the planet,
right.
we attack each other, we do a lot of very stupid things. And I say, basically, we're just like, you know, monkeys throwing poop at each other. We just do it in more sophisticated ways, but only slightly more sophisticated, because instead of poop, we have all these chemicals, and you know, we do.
Poop would be much better.
Exactly. It would be organic.
Yeah.
So it's like understanding that this is part of this life form kind of growing up and still developing. People have a tendency to think that the human life form, that's a final, our definition of a human, like, okay, this is, you know, this is what it is. And we think of evolution up till this point, and then somehow in our minds we think it stops.
Yeah.
I think of humans as a transitional life form because it's barely started.
Yeah.
You know, we need to think of, like, what will this life form be in, like, a million years?
Mm-hmm.
So it will change. So we are quite immature. And when we look at the world, yes, there's a lot of immaturity going on. And I think even, you know, a lot of what's going on that we can look at as you know, terrible, I mean, like, also in the field of medicine and healing, a lot of it is simply that humans aren't smarter than this. You know,
we'd like to think we are, but no, there's a lot of evidence that shows maybe not.
Exactly. And I think also when you look at, for instance, the whole kind of medical industry, there are a lot of really good people there doing their very, very best. But this is as far as we've come, you know, and this is a wonderful thing about the times we live in, is that more information is being available also through people like yourself and educating people and also connecting medicine and health with spirituality.
Right.
Because that is an important link. And I think also, like all your listeners who've been involved with spirituality, at some point you need to include your health. It's a very important part of the journey.
Yeah.
And therefore, I spend a lot of time also explaining the connection between health and spirituality. Because if you want to work with your growth process, there is no way around it. Sooner or later, your health will crash because it's a mind field, but it's also a playing field.
Right.
And we need to kind of learn how to work with this more kind of organically. And we can't then just use conventional medicine.
Yeah.
We need to open up.
Hey, Kai, in many fields of endeavor, I mean, there's so many. I'm fascinated by a lot of things. I mean, I meet Michelle and others. They have their own passion, right, in life, and we're all on the same planet. Yet, if you negate or neglect that one thing, this physical form that we're in, right? I don't say it's us. I've never said that, you know, since I've learned this. But that if we violate it enough, it can not adapt any longer, right? And at that point, you know, you have people with high fields of endeavor that are amazing to me, that I'm like, wow, that's pretty impressive. But then their bodies are falling apart. So for me, I chose this path at some point, and there's some argument about choice because it gets into some heavy stuff. Folks, if we get into all the things we talk about, you'd love this. It's just great stuff. But the idea of, you know, the path that I'm on in my life, motivated by my own health. And I said, "Ma, this really works. I want to tell people about it. This is really fun." Yeah. And it was fun to see the lights go on for folks and go, "You know, I can do that too."
Yeah.
And you know, for me, I take great joy in that. I know everybody's different. They have different passions as such. But, you know, in what you're talking about, there's so many opportunities and options on this planet. It's like, oh, how do people know what to choose?
I think we need to understand that it's not that serious. You know, if you look at nature, if you look at evolution, it's as I say, it's 99% stupid shit, and then suddenly something works better.
That was in Norway. By the way, in America, we've got the Federal Communications Commission, so be careful until we're on the break. He can be excused. He doesn't know. But no, but I get the sentiment. It's beautiful, and of course, I love that you say, don't take it so seriously, yet there's so many seemingly so serious, heavy stuff going on, right? We could be drawn into, and there's a lot of people, I believe, wasting, and maybe that's the wrong way to say it, their energy on things that they have little or no control over or that don't really benefit them or anyone around them.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, humans really don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I say, like most of us, we move forward with our backs first. We can only see in retrospect what within our journey.
Right.
So we never know. And also, you know, collectively, people have a tendency to trust authorities because basically humans are still pack animals. We exist in groups and we believe the groups. And remember that throughout evolution, those who trusted the groups, they survived. The individualists, they died. So
we could say we're a tribal species.
Yes, we definitely are. And it means that we make collective decisions, you know, and then we follow them because that's safe. So I think when it comes to important issues in life, we have a tendency to trust the established too much.
Mm.
And because the consciousness of this planet is changing so fast now, and I talk a lot about these changes and what they mean, but what has started to happen, and I'm sure you also notice this, is a lot of the changes and new ideas that are coming in are not based on the old. It's being channeled.
Right.
It comes from apparently nowhere, where people simply, new patents, new ideas just coming in from, because it comes from a higher consciousness. And it's like a change from just being an evolution building on what we already know.
Mm-hmm.
We have now an increased flow of new ideas, new perspectives that have never been part of this culture before, and it's happening so fast.
There's a lot of people that are afraid. We got about a minute before our first break, but there's a lot of people afraid of those changes. Like, they want to hold on for dear life to the old ways.
Sure.
Right?
But this has to do with our genetic programming. It's survival. You know, when we do something that works, we're supposed to repeat it until we die because it's safe. So we have resistance to any form of change because there's risk involved. And I think we need to, as species, we need to challenge our own sense of safety and our own needs and understand as consciousness and to bring ourselves forward, we cannot trust our instincts. We need to be more daring.
Wow. Yeah, listen to that, folks. That's pretty intense. Instinct, we've been told, hey, you can trust your instinct, but maybe it's not working the same way. Maybe something has shifted and changed. And how then do you listen to something that would be maybe better for you, more thrivable for the future? We're going to talk with Kaya. Very powerful conversation already, I'm sensing. And I'm loving it. I hope you are too. And Super Don is connected in the show notes, a way to reach out to Kaya if you'd like to connect and have a soul reading, something like that. We'll talk about that as well. Again, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Well, folks, this one you're going to want to re-listen to. Not that you never want to re-listen to the shows, but yeah, this one has some real depth to it. The imagery that I'm feeling. We were just having a nice discussion on the commercial break. So those of you who listen on the radio, that's great. We love you. But you can also go to the YouTube channel if you go to robertscottbell.com, and you can see what we're talking about on the breaks, including some of the imagery about the individual nature of soul, I suppose you could say, and how it relates to this bigger picture. And it's hard to do it in language, but you painted pictures that are really effective.
Yeah. And as I also told you, like, I spend a lot of time trying to break down spiritual principles into something people can relate to and understand, because I think time has come for us to break out of, you know, the religious context and the traditions, because it's not as complicated as that. And I speak to people of all kind of walks of life. I find that people's belief systems are irrelevant because, as you say, even within a religion, every single member has their own religion. Really.
Right, within it, yeah.
Yes. So it's basically going also beyond that format and focusing on the essential, you know, what actually brings growth and what doesn't.
Well, is it like what serves you, what doesn't serve you?
Yeah.
I mean, and in that context, you know, a big part of a discovery on when you're on this planet is like, why am I here? That's always been the question. I had that growing up, and I feel like I have a better sense of it, you know, through my life and experiences and healings. I'm not saying that it won't change tomorrow, because I'm old enough now to realize, man, it does change a lot now.
Right.
But the sense of purpose and place, right? People want it, and when they get it, do they? You know, is it then you rest and do nothing, or do you become more active and engaged? Part of what I learned is
we weren't here to be spiritual to escape this world, but to immerse ourselves even more fully into it. I had to learn that lesson.
Yes, and to me that is so important because I think it's a huge misunderstanding. If you look at religions and traditions throughout history, it's mainly been different ways of trying to escape the world. And I find it completely understandable because if you go back in time, life was extremely tough.
Mm-hmm.
It, like people, you know, they were in pain all the time and you got 10 kids and two survived and then you died, you know, at 30. It was extremely tough. So a lot of like the purpose of religion was to tell people that, you know, you will have a better life after you're dead, you know, to create hope to because life was so tough.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with a lot of the like Eastern traditions with meditation, all of that. The purpose was basically to numb pain, so we'd feel disconnected from everything and thereby feel happy. So, but today, we don't need to escape. We need to incarnate more fully because today, you know, we have pretty good lives, at least in our part of the world. And it's a matter of, like, being here as much as possible and understanding what does that mean. So I focus on the opposite movement. I also teach meditation techniques that are all about incarnating, not escaping, but getting even more present to yourself, in yourself, and to life.
Well, if you're here to accomplish something, whatever that may be, it's not as easy to do it when you leave. Right?
Exactly.
Right? So, you know. If you want to be, now, granted, there are experiences on this planet that are still harsh, like you described.
Absolutely.
At the same time, it's sort of like we have parallel tracks on planet Earth.
Yes.
It's amazing how many different experiences.
And it's important to respect and understand that people have different needs based on, you know, where they're at in their journey. And for a lot of people, they still need strategies to escape because that's their path. But I think it's important to recognize when you're not on that path, when you are on a life path of potential, trying to escape and immersing yourself in the older techniques will make you disconnect from your potentials instead of realizing them.
I'm not getting the sense that you're telling people to trash their past or their religious belief, wherever they're at. I mean, you know, that doesn't seem to me what you're here to do, but really acknowledge those that, you know, if you're at a certain place and you got questions, maybe you want experiences that are a little different.
Yes, and I think also the thing is people are starting to realize that it's really not about the teaching or technique. It's about their journey in, you know, the technique or religion or whatever. And we need to take charge and understand these are tools. We are here to evolve. We are here to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all these wonderful tools and techniques and whatever to assist us in that process, but it's still our own responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is a lot of wisdom in all religions, all traditions, but we need to interpret it differently than we used to.
Well, and that's happening very naturally, if you will, because life's changing for folks, and the ease with which we live compared to some on the planet or throughout our history changes, so the opportunity to grow differently, perhaps, is available to us. We had a conversation with Ikaya, and it's, I don't know, I'm fascinated by it. If y'all ain't, it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep going. We got a whole other few segments. In fact, we're going to talk more on the break about some things, so if you're watching on YouTube, there's some more exciting things to discuss off the air. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we're back with Akaya. He's coming in to us from Norway. Norway, beautiful country. And, of course, now the planet has become so small. Like I said, people could be watching for all we know in Norway right now. Right? It's crazy. If not, they'll download it later. But, hey, he's in America. He's all good. He's doing good work here. We're enjoying it. And thank you for being here. I appreciate you very much. And we're talking on the break during the break too, and I've got all these things digested in my head. And one of the things you said about we're still, as far as the human species in the physical form, hasn't changed in a long time.
Right.
Right. And, you know, one of my things that I had to learn this lifetime is that these toxic poisons that have been added into the environment were never in the environment in recorded history.
Exactly.
And we're having big trouble. Ailments, illnesses, cancer, et cetera. So that's been a part of my messaging. But it's not just physical toxins. There's a lot of things that we've not experienced in this kind of body before that may be too traumatic for some. But some are embracing it. Some are doing okay with it. Some are thriving with it. So that, what's the difference? Why do some, you know, collapse under the pressure or go bonkers?
Right.
And why do some just embrace it and go, man, this is the most exciting time ever?
Yeah. I think we need to understand that even as humans, we are on different, like, levels when it comes to consciousness and our own individual evolution. And then we bring up the concept of reincarnation and that whole thing. But if you think of individual souls going through an enormous amount of lifetimes, and we go through billions and billions, actually as many as we need. There is no limit. And not only as humans, but in all kinds of excess, in all kinds of dimensionality, because we need to learn and to evolve everything. So we, even when we incarnate as humans, we are on different levels, and we have different levels of insight and understanding. So it means that you know, some people are there where they are comfortable with change because they know that it's not dangerous. Mm-hmm. Some people are more under the influence of their own DNA. They have a lower level of consciousness, and they want safety and comfort. And to them, what's right. happening on the planet is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. But again, they are the ones who also will pull back into more conservative ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, as in, like, what's happening on the planet today, it will pass. Even though it looks like terrible and challenging, it's basically people having a reaction to an expansion.
Mm.
And the expansion is good. It means that, you know, life is moving forward.
Right.
Evolution is never wrong. You know, and as I say, we can never win a discussion with reality. So
that's great. There's another quote, Super Don. We can never win a discussion with reality.
Exactly.
Because
it will always win.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, we are having a reaction to the inevitable. So basically, we will be pulled forward, and when we are scared, but it will happen anyway. You know, humans will adapt. Mm-hmm. And I think what I talk a lot about is that we are moving towards being one planet and one people.
Mm.
It will happen. It's inevitable.
But a lot of people fear, and maybe based on some history, that there are authoritarians that want to guide it and direct and limit the experience within that framework, right?
Yes, of course. But I think also, you know, people in those roles are still just people. They're still just apes. So, you know, we can't expect too much from authority because people expect, like, people of authority to be smarter than they are. They're not.
Make that mistake, folks.
Yeah, so exactly. So we basically have to be patient and understand that they're doing their best, but a lot of them are just like us.
Mm-hmm.
It is, so we need to understand that, okay, this is as far as we've come.
Yeah.
And it means that we're doing a lot of things that don't work. But then we also do a lot of things that do work.
Mm-hmm.
But we see the kind of movement on the planet. It's inevitable that we will become one planet and one people.
Well, folks, you know, we're talking about some pretty profound stuff, and I gather, you know, we're not talking tomorrow this is happening. I mean, you know, time is almost irrelevant, although to us in a body that's temporal, it's relevant.
Right.
But in consciousness and shifts and experiences that we can have, it, you know, it's not like a if you don't get it done by now, you're done, right? The physical body could expire, but again, we talk about immortality of something beyond that, who
yes.
we really are. But it's, you know, a fascinating discussion, and look, I love having the discussion. You know, I can't talk to everybody about this, and I hope y'all are enjoying it as much as I am. And the idea is, well, I love liberty. But you talked about some things that made me question, do we just think we're free on some level? Because, you know, I don't like authoritarians telling me what to do. I want to have the freedom to move about the earth cabin. As long
right.
as I'm not harming anybody, you know, I feel like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But there are those that want to restrict my movement, right? I rebel against that. Is that something in my DNA?
No, but I think actually conflict is important. It's the key element to evolution because conflict means that you have two alternatives and nature is simply seeing what works better. We need to embrace conflict. We don't need to be afraid of it and simply say, okay, there are like several alternatives here and nature will test them out.
Mm-hmm.
So conflict is good. When we have no conflict, there's no evolution. And, you know, you can also say the same thing about evolution of thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need discussion. We need conflict.
Right.
And we need to, like, test our theories. So we need for individuals to do all sorts of things
mm-hmm.
and rebel and do everything because it's how we evolve. It's how things change. Because whatever we believe today, whatever, like, what kind of institutions we have today, they will crumble at some point.
Sure.
We'll have something better. And for that to happen, we need new ideas.
See, I'm judging, if I could say it that way, what you're saying under our current viewpoint, right? But I have no idea, like, you know, if we're talking 100, 200 years from now,
right.
it's all different. So
yes.
in a sense, when you have somebody from 150 years ago appearing right now without having the experience of what has happened, what would they see?
Yeah.
It'd be overwhelming.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you have taken on quite a task, my friend.
Well, I'm enjoying it, and my experience is that people on this planet are starting to wake up,
mm-hmm.
and they're starting to see through a lot of the illusions. And it's not that many of the like traditions and many of like the things people used to believe are wrong, but it's also recognizing that we are evolving as people. And what I'm trying to inspire people to do is to be engaged in the conversation with life and understanding that in reality there's only you
mm-hmm.
and life and the conversation that never ends and
mm-hmm.
really like embracing that, taking part in it, and also dare to go beyond your own beliefs, because as I said, karma is simply the distance between what you believe and what is.
I have to say that out loud. Karma is simply the distance between what you believe and what is.
Yes.
Okay, now I've said it. I feel better. Thank you. I had to get that through because that's a cool statement. We need T-shirts that say it.
Right,
say
exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, life is not that, in essence, mm-hmm. it's easy to understand. Our minds have a tendency to make it extremely complex because we break it down and combine it with all our stories and what
right.
we imagine.
Yeah.
But I try to break down spiritual principles and, like, keep them simple so that it can be applied to any belief.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's important that we also wake up to the understanding of why we're really here.
Yeah.
You know, and to do that, we need to understand the conversation we're having with life, each and every one of us, and then go beyond our beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, the challenge for a lot of people who are used to religion and tradition. And they still have a value, but again, we need to reinterpret and we need to apply them as tools and understand that it's not about us submitting to a belief system.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us using the belief system to empower our own journey.
Mm. So using the belief system to empower our own journey, as opposed to being, what, as you say, a crutch or something that we submit to.
Yes, I think basically, if you, again, look at our DNA, we have this kind of like pack animal group thing going on, and religion very often will make us feel safe, that we are like chosen, that we are on the right side, and
mm-hmm.
we will have enormous amounts of reward chemicals in our brains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily helping us. It will make us feel good, but for a lot of people, that's enough. But
yeah.
many people today also feel they need to penetrate life deeper. They know there is something more.
It's been called a divine discontent.
Mm.
Have you heard
yes.
it said
yes.
that way? You just have this, you know, I was born being a seeker, right? I was like, dude, there's stuff that the authoritarians don't want me to know, and I want to know. I'm going to find out, right? And in my own way, I found a lot of it out, and I'm like, yeah, no, this is better. But there are people, as I said, there's this simultaneous track, and we've got listeners from all over the world, different religions, different beliefs. Some people drop in once in a while just to say, hey, I've got this ailment. What can I do? I'm happy to help. And then others are here for the deep level discussions that we get to have once in a while and,
yeah.
and you know, that we're having today that go very much into the questions of existence itself.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I like it. I hope you're enjoying it. Now, those of you who want to learn more, we have in the show notes, Super Don put an email there if you have a question for Ikaya, or if you want to maybe connect. And I want to ask you about the soul reading. We've got a couple of minutes before break, and we can do a follow-up, too. But post, P-O-S-T, at I-K-Y-A Superdawn.no. All right, it's in the show notes, so you can look at it there. Superdawn might be able to throw that out as a message for those of you who want to learn more, or maybe you want to host an event. I'm telling you, it's pretty profound. It's not for, I say, the faint of heart. It wasn't like it was traumatic information. It was really cool information. Everybody was digging it. But it's still, people were intrigued. They wanted to know more. But we got a minute and a half or so, and then we'll be able to continue the discussion. What is this soul reading that I've been hearing about?
Okay. Soul reading is basically about what I do is, and this might sound strange for some people, but I'm able
we
to...
We do strange here.
Yeah, exactly. I access what happened before this lifetime, and I look at different lifetimes that are relevant for this one, and I look at what was planned. You know, what you planned for your lifetime, what you're trying to achieve, what basically your personal mission is, and what you want to end up with when you go out of the lifetime. So I explain that, and then... That's the starting point, and then we start looking at a person's life, and then normally a person will understand him or herself and what they're doing and why. So instead of just like walking around doing random things and trying things out, they get a sense of direction, and they understand who they are and why they're here, and then also how to kind of apply themselves, their journey into being productive.
So the concept of reconnecting yourself to yourself?
Kind of, but also seeing the bigger picture is understanding, like, spiritually what I'm here to do.
Okay.
Because we all have different purpose.
Right. And, I was going to ask a stupid question because you said all questions are stupid. That was very funny, by the way. You ever said no stupid questions? No, they're all stupid. Because where are they coming from? Anyway, no worries. We have a good time here. Akai is with us for one more segment. We might do some bonus stuff afterwards. But, again, enjoying a very nice man here to do some really good work. And I want to thank Michelle Rodriguez for hosting us at her home in Los Angeles area. So stick with us. If you're watching on YouTube, we've got some more coming for you after the break, or actually during the break. You're not going to miss anything. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So now the obvious, to me, question, stupid or not, is where do we go from here, right? We're transforming consciousness for people that say, you know, they'll look at the negative stuff that happens, which has been happening on the planet, the shootings of this and that. And I don't like to dwell on it. We acknowledge it and we try to work through it in a different way. But yet I look at all the wonderful things that are happening in terms of healing in my life, what I've encountered, and the fact that there are many doctors now embracing the things I've been saying for a lot of years. And it's not because of me. I don't claim that, but it's just exciting to see the transformation happening in people that might have been your sworn enemy. Yes. In this lifetime, completely converting and transforming into you're your best buddy. It's like, yeah, of course we do that. That's awesome. Yeah, of course. Right.
Right.
So, to me, there's more of a positive in this case. I don't know how to do the math and to weigh it out, but I mean, I just sense that where we focus our energy or where to place our attention, would we get more of that, or is it just going to happen no matter what, even if we try to stop it?
You know, the thing is, you know, you can never stop evolution. Mm-hmm. And this change on the planet, it's happening and it's gaining momentum. You know, more and more people are waking up in many different ways. And we're just like, we're basically changing the experience of being human.
Mm-hmm.
We're changing the definition of what it means to be human and what life is. And the purpose of our societies, you know, it's changing because people are changing. Mm-hmm. I always say that, you know, changing the world does not change people, but changing people change the world. and it's like that's what's happening. It's happening from within because people are growing spiritually faster than ever. And I often describe spirituality as context.
Hmm.
And because if you take away all the belief systems, what you're left with is simply an expanded sense of context. So when you think of an expanded consciousness, it's simply the ability to see the bigger picture and to see the context and how things are connected and to place things where they're supposed to be. And then you understand, oh, this is what it is.
and then you can act upon it. You can get a different sense of direction in life, and you can contribute in a very different way because you understand more of yourself, more of your place, and how you can assist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing in the world. There are more and more people who want to bring the world forward. And that's a big change. And you can also see there are a lot of young people. I see this in science. I see this everywhere,
mm-hmm.
that you have the younger generation. They are aware that we have to change things. And they,
yeah, they
know
are.
That they're here to change the world. And they don't see the limitations. They know that this is going to happen. We are doing this. And it's an energy that is kind of catching on. And more people, I see this, as I say, also in the medical professions.
Right.
People that used to be close-minded 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they're starting to get it. They are getting more like empathy. They're more open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a part of the collectiveness of humans also evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So it is moving forward, and
yeah.
for me it's important to tell people that there is no reason to be afraid, that what's happening in the world now is a reaction to expansion. We'll get over it, and this is all happening because we are evolving. We are getting better at everything, and it is actually happening.
Beautiful. Now, I've got one more question. Super Don, stand by, because I'm going to ask you, make sure we got all the links up. You'll tell folks about it, but I'm encouraged to, well, I've been on this planet for 50-some-odd years. There's plenty of people who have been here longer, but I'm drawn to people who love God, right? Now, whatever religion it is, that concept. Now, I may be, language might be not doing it, but, you know,
sure.
those people to me, no matter what religious background they are, they have something that is just so uplifting
yes.
about them.
Yes.
And yet, we talk about the reinterpretation of religious dogma and text, yet,
yeah.
for me, the love, it's beyond any dogma.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Exactly. And I think love is the core of any belief system because, you know, I always, it doesn't matter what you believe, it's how you practice it. You know, if you have an insight,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't count unless you do it. You have to live it. And that's kind of like one of the core principles that I teach, is going mm-hmm. from having an insight and thinking that you know something
yeah.
until like letting that vibrate through everything you do. And I think when people truly live their faith,
mm-hmm.
it's not dogma, because
yeah,
dogma
beautiful.
Is not living it.
Yeah. Don't tell me what you believe. Show me how you live.
Exactly.
Beautifully said. Ikaya, thank you so much. Super Don, do we have the links that are there in the notes for everybody?
Yeah. You got the links, the email, if you want to contact upcoming workshops. You've got the course, if
okay.
you want to get involved in that. Streaming the video, there's all the links are at the website.
Go check it out. We're going to do more with Ikaya off the air, at least for a few minutes. He's been so gracious to be with me all hour. Thank you, folks. And I appreciate you all being here with me. Thank you, Ikaya. And the power, I say the love to heal, is yours. Thank you for
here. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.